White House, Trump will continue working at breakneck speed. By Nick Gilbertson on January 28, 2025. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said that President Donald Trump would continue to work at breakneck speed when Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle asked about the president's swift pace during Tuesday's press briefing. Boyle and Axios co-founder Mike Allen received the first two questions of the first briefing of the second Trump administration after Leavitt announced a new media seat, which is situated where White House press secretary staff usually sits. "You laid out several of the actions that President Trump has taken. Obviously, it's a stark contrast from the previous administration, the breakneck speed from President Trump. Can we expect that pace to continue as the first 100 days moves along here and beyond that?" Boyle asked. "Absolutely. There is no doubt President Trump has always been the hardest working man in politics. I think that's been proven over the past week," Leavitt said. "This president has again signed more than 300 executive orders. He's taken historic action." Noting that she gaggled with reporters on Air Force One last week regarding the administration's historic first 100 hours, Leavitt declared that Trump did more in the first 100 hours than the previous president did in the first 100 days. "So, President Trump, I think you can all expect for him to continue to work at this breakneck speed. So I hope you're all ready to work very hard. I know that we are," she added. Trump has taken sweeping action from the executive branch, including orders and memorandums to secure the southern border, to end DEI in the federal workforce, to release assassination files on President John F. Kennedy, Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy, and Dr. Martin Luther King, to reverse a bounty of former President Joe Biden's executive actions, and to pardon roughly 1,500 individuals for their actions on January 6, 2021, among many other actions. Before calling on Allen and Boyle to kick off the question and answer portion of the inaugural press briefing of the second Trump administration, Leavitt detailed the administration's plans regarding the new media seat. "We're also opening up this briefing room to new media voices who produce news-related content and whose outlet is not already represented by one of the seats in this room. We welcome independent journalists, podcasters, social media influencers, and content creators to apply for credentials to cover this White House," Leavitt said. "Starting today, this seat in the front of the room, which is usually occupied by the press secretary's staff, will be called the new media seat," Leavitt continued. "My team will review the applications and give credentials to new media applicants who meet our criteria and pass United States Secret Service requirements to enter the White House complex. So in light of these announcements, our first questions for today's briefing will go to these new media members whose outlets, despite being some of the most viewed news websites in the country, have not been given seats in this room," she said, referring to Boyle of Breitbart News and Allen of Axios.